A reading from the book of Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. And do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands so as to give something to share with the needy. And let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The sermon title this morning is After 7 Years. For as was said yesterday, marked 7 years since I came here in view of a call. 7 years. It's a good biblical number. And a lot of interesting things happen in the Bible in 7 years. The tribulation in Revelation takes place in 7 years in the Bible. Not a perfect parallel for the pastorate, but there are some similarities. Egypt's years of feast and famine each take place in 7 years in the Bible. The ground is supposed to go fallow for rest every 7th year in the Bible. And in the Bible, Jacob worked 7 years to marry Rachel, then woke up the morning after his wedding with Rachel's sister Leah instead. An awkward thing to explain, the mystical meaning of which may be that after 7 years, there are no more illusions. There are no illusions for me about you anymore, and there are no illusions for you about me. You know by now that my teeth were never as white as that professional photographer made them out to be in that headshot. Nobody has teeth that white after drinking Lubbock water for 30 years. You know my shortcomings. You know my blemishes. You know my flaws. I know yours, for we are acquainted with one another's ways. And as today's reading from Ephesians says, so then, putting away all falsehood, We each speak the truth with our neighbor, for we are members one to another. When I look back upon these past 7 years, I would say that truth-telling has been an important piece of what it is that I have tried to impart. I grew up in a family full of secrets, as did many of you. And we who grew up in America all grew up with secrets, mostly open, but still official state secrets, nonetheless. And whether it is in our families or within this church or within our country over these past 7 years, we have tried to be about the telling of truth. That is what our ACT, Acknowledge, Confess, Transform initiative is all about, and it is what an authentic and honest community of integrity requires. We're only as sick as our secrets, the old AA adage says, and it means the same thing as what James Baldwin meant when he said, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed that is not faced." So then, putting away all falsehood, we speak the truth with our neighbor, for we are members one to another. I am a member of this church. And I want you to know this morning that I would be a member of this church, even if I were not the pastor. Because I believe in its mission and in its vision, and I believed in it 7 years ago, and I believe in it even more 7 years later. But I will be honest with you and tell you that being a member of a community of faith isn't always easy. As my pastor, Charlie Johnson, used to say, "This ain't heaven, it's church." And it requires a lot of grace and gentleness and forgiveness and growing up together into the Bible says is the image of Jesus Christ together. Earlier this year, Bruce Howard, our chef here at Broadway, hit his own 7-year mark. And on the occasion of his anniversary, I told him that I have heard that after 7 years, every single cell in our bodies dies and another is reborn in its place. "Yeah," he said, "I'm pretty sure that happened to me last night." We're always in motion. We're always dying and being born again. We're being made and we're being remade. And if we're not being remade and reborn, then we're just dying. And that is the truth about any person, and it's also the truth about any church. One of the most, I think, interesting and insightful things I've ever heard about church came from Bobby and Britton Wood, who are not here this morning to hear this. It is my spiritual gift to call someone out when they are not here on a Sunday morning. But they have made their life's work and ministry therapy for marriages and for families. And Bobby and Britton have been members here at Broadway since 1979. And a while back, they gave an interview, which I thought was so interesting about the history of their time at Broadway for the work of our Act Council. And what they said was that being a member of Broadway is a lot like being a spouse in a marriage. It evolves. It changes. You change too. So does your spouse, and the marriage that you end up with is not the marriage that you began with. You belong to several different marriages, even while being married to the same person, who does not remain the same person. So too, membership in a church. This is not the same church it was in 1979. There are fewer fur coats. It's not the same church we were in 2017. We evolve. We grow. We awaken. We change our minds. People leave, people come, people die. A whole other generation is born, and we become together. The writer of the book of Ephesians says, we are built together. We're built into the church together. On that Sunday when I preached in view of a call, I told you about the first church I pastored, the United Church of Colchester in Colchester, Vermont. The Congregationalists and the Baptists built that church together in 1830. And it's made of pine and birch and some maple, and it is the only Protestant church in the village. So that means that on Sundays, we got an assorted group, a blend of old hippies and Yale-educated lawyers and Catholic converts, yoga practitioners, semi-atheists, and a very few number, but significant nonetheless, of those who are fundamental evangelicals. How all these people could be united was a mystery and a challenge. And the Yale-educated lawyer once said, it's like we're all a bunch of puzzle pieces that have come together, only we're from different puzzles. Now you try to pastor that. You try to put that together and then keep it together. But somehow God does put us together. All these different people get smoothed and shaped. Some of us get cut down to size. And we get put together. And we become together, the temple of the Lord, the house of God, the church, in all of its holiness and also its imperfections. Charlie was right. This ain't church. This ain't heaven. It's church. And I was talking with someone last week who said about us, this is a reasonably healthy congregation. And he meant it as a compliment. And I took it as one. Because we are not perfect, not entirely holy. Newsflash, no church is. We have imperfections, but I want you to know that I can say with a good conscience and with conviction the words of the ancient creed. I believe in the church. And what I believe about the church is that it is the body of Christ, of which there are many, many members, but one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father, Mother of us all, who is trying to get us all to come together as one family. Church is like family, and for many of us, church is our family of choice, and like any other reasonably healthy and functional family, it requires growth and patience and love and the practice of truth-telling. It requires repentance, forbearance, and a whole, whole lot of forgiveness. And I want you to know, I have received and given and received again all of those things in these past 7 years. And if we stay at it long enough, the thing I have learned is that, well, we grow together. And after a while, we find ourselves somehow in the mystery of God, as different as we may be, suddenly in complete solidarity with one another in this body of Christ. And as the book of Ephesians says, being kind and tenderhearted to one another and forgiving one another, even as God in Christ has forgiven us, we walk together in love. And we work together for the sake of the beloved community we all believe in and want to belong to, want to become. 7 years. Not all tribulation. Not all famine. Some feast. Some even jubilee. And for better or worse, for richer or for poor, mostly poor, I want you to know that I still do believe in the holy universal church. And I also want you to know that I still believe in this particular church also. This ain't heaven. It's church, and the place where, and the people to whom you and I all belong. And we are being built together into Christ's great image. Thanks be to God for this good grace, these 7 years, and whatever more years we may have to come. May God bless them all, we pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Mother of all, together all of God's people say, amen.